Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 661, Infinite Peaking, recorded live on December 20th, 2018. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And after a technical snafu last week, we are back on the airwaves for probably a shorter episode leading into the Christmas holiday. As you heard probably from the last episode, or if you haven't listened to it yet because it just released yesterday, we had some technical issues regarding our guest recording of audio, so unfortunately we had to pull stream audio. And stuff did not come out quite the way that we wanted it to, but we have the podcast out there nonetheless. And apparently, I also said it was 2016 instead of 2018, but oh well.
Whoops.
We had a lot of fun, though. It was a good show, and we had a lot of good discussions with Marky and what's his name? Starts with a C. Caminus on the show. So we'll probably have them back in the springtime once they have a little bit more development stuff to get to give us regarding Downfall. But shout out to them. So make sure you just go on over and check them out on Discord or Twitter and stuff. But we have a couple of things to do with house cleaning and whatnot, starting off with our Fraggin' Friday stream. So how'd it go last week, GT?
Went really well. The holiday fiesta or Super Fiesta wasn't exactly what I expected. Some of the maps were holiday themed. You know, the whole snow and Christmas lights. And I was not expecting the game types.
Yeah, those were a little bit of a curveball when I started playing the playlist last week.
Super Fiesta SWAT is interesting. Because it seems like about 2 minutes in the game, everybody has a CE pistol.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It just seems to go that way. I don't quite understand that, but
everyone lends themselves the CE pistol.
I think they all just spawn with it, but
yeah. Well, the kind of interesting thing, and I didn't know you could do this with Fiesta or Super Fiesta, was having the different weapon categories. Just because we've never seen it before. So that was interesting to have the different Fiesta Slayer variants. So you have Fiesta SWAT, you have Fiesta Heavies, and then you have Oddball, Capture the Flag, and it was all over the place. And I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely puts a little different twist on it. The Super Fiesta Melee, that's quite interesting. It's all melee weapons, so hammers and swords.
Yeah.
Then they have one for explosives, which means rocket launchers, fuel rod cannons, hydras, ensign cans, plasma casters. That was interesting. And then they have a railgun sword one. Odd combination.
I haven't run across that one yet.
Yeah, well, we played it.
Okay.
But it's just kind of a weird combination. And then they have all snipes. So, yeah, everybody spawns with different variants of snipes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The melee's fun, you know, once you get like three or four Prophet's Banes on the map.
And then you have the TARDIS Gavel as well.
The TARDIS Gavel, at least you can see that one coming.
True. Unless it's coming around a corner, in which case.
Well, sucker. Even still, you know, I was watching the social stream. Yeah, the replay today, and they got a couple of games of the Melee Fiesta, and I think by the, I don't know, halfway point of the game, there were like seven Prophet's Banes just in different places on the map.
Oh, gosh.
They weren't all carrying them. They were just laying there on the map.
Right, because people were probably trying to run to them and then just dying. They were trying to pick it all up.
It makes for some very interesting gameplay, but overall we had a great time. We did some regular big team, and nice. We did some big team Super Fiesta. Had a lot of fun. went on a little tear with the Mantis, not a big one. Unfortunately, they figured that out pretty quick.
Aw, you didn't get your...
Yeah.
Didn't get your rampage this time?
No. No, I didn't. But still had a lot of fun.
That's good. Yeah, that was, I missed out on it. But it was good to... And I guess it's still here for another week, so it's good to get in there. And I've kind of been thinking it'd be cool to have just like a fun tournament type thing with Super Fiesta, since there is CTF and Oddball in with the Super Fiesta variants, just as kind of like a fun thing to do. I tried to convince the teams doing the Halo Bowl this past weekend to possibly do Super Fiesta variants instead of HCS variants, but that didn't go over well.
I can't imagine why.
So maybe we can have an exhibition or something after Christmas or the New Year or something like that. Super Fiesta champions.
By the way, congrats on your placing in the Halo Bowl.
Thank you. We placed third out of four, which a little bit down there, but given the fact that we kind of threw everything together last minute and just how with, I don't think many of the teams had the chance to practice too much, but it was just kind of for fun. And we ended up raising $1,075 for Gamers Outreach. So that was good. We are going to be looking at doing a proper Halo Bowl tournament thing in late spring, early summer. Since this one was 3 or 2.5-ish, we might call the next one Halo 4 Real or Halo Bowl 4 Real. So it'll be year for number four, but it'll be actually the real thing this time around. Still messing around with the name. But it was a lot of fun this past weekend. The Podtacular team consisted of myself, Keys, Bobby, and Confal. And we were able to, like GT said, get our third place. Podcast Evolve took fourth. Second was Gamer Rage. And then first was the ACS Pro Talk folks, which kind of makes sense. And if they didn't get it, it'd be kind of a little bit of a surprise, since they're pretty much esports for Halo.
Yeah. Well, just because they watch esports doesn't mean they're good at it.
That's true.
It just happened to work out that way this time.
It tends to work out that way, yeah. But we have Mr. Mayhem, the Mr. Mayhem in our chat from the HCS Pro Talk team. So congrats again to you guys for taking home the championship title of Halo Bowl number 3. We will see you out there on the court next time around. We actually were trying to see if we could play the second place team after the placings were done, because the way that the Halo Bowl worked this time is there was pool play at the beginning, and each team played every other team in two games, and then that seeded the first and second bracket and then the third and fourth bracket. And there wasn't a double elimination type of thing, so it was the first and second seeds went together to see who would get first and second place, and then third and fourth went against each other to see who would get third and fourth place. So there was no double elimination per se. The second place team, Gamer Rage, which had Tasman on there, who was from the Bad at Halo show, which is why Gamer Rage was on this rotation. When we played them in the pool play, our series was 1-1. So they won a game and we won a game. And we started off really rough on Sunday, and we actually picked up a lot of speed going into the later game. So we felt like if we could have played them after they went up against ACS Pro Talk, we probably could have taken the second place spot. I don't think we would have been able to dethrone the ACS Pro Talk folks this time around, but I think we had the skills to take second if we actually had the chance to play them. We did, however, play the top two players from Gamer Rage and the top two players from ACS Pro Talk, kind of in an exhibition type of thing afterwards. And it did end up being 3 games to them, 1 game to us, and 1 game tied. So I think it kind of just showed that we had a rough start on Sunday. And if we practice and kind of make up for the... Actually, I have enough time to warm up beforehand, I think we can actually have a good standing for next year.
Yeah, I stopped by and saw that you guys were having a little bit of fun and free-for-all.
Yeah, we had we had a couple of warm-up games in free-for-all, and a couple of times where in between series, we just hung in free for all to warm up. In the end, it's all for charity, and we raised over $1,000. So thanks to everyone who came and supported the streams and the charity. We plan on going bigger and better in the late spring, early summer time frame with the Halo Bowl 4. And that way we hopefully fund a full cart again like we did in year 2 last year. And maybe even go a little bit further than that.
Possibly.
Possibly. So that's what happened on Sunday. Didn't do an achievement stream because we were doing the Halo Bowl. So no achievements for me this week. And we did not do the stream with the wife because we still had a bunch of baking and Christmas related activities to do. So no stream on Tuesday. Yesterday I ended up shipping out 40 pounds of food to people.
Fun.
Yeah. You should be expecting a box in the next 2 days.
Provided the Porch Pirates don't get it.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see the glitter bomb video that's been making the rounds?
Yeah. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
You think so?
A guy sued a family because he broke into their house and got stuck in their garage and had to eat dog food for a week. So, you tell me.
But, did he win that case?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope.
What state is that in? I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
There's some messed up judges there.
If you ever want to see the top stupid lawsuits of the year, look up the Stella Awards.
Oh, I've heard of those.
People sue for some pretty stupid things.
That's sad.
1 year, some guy went and bought a motorhome, was driving it home, decided he wanted to make himself a cup of coffee, and you can guess what happened. And he sued the motorhome manufacturer for not properly instructing him on how to use the cruise control.
Never mind the theft.
No, he bought the motorhome.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting confused. So, wait.
He went to a dealership and bought a motorhome. He went out of state to buy a motorhome. He was driving it back. He sat the cruise, went to make himself a cup of coffee, and, of course, crashed. And he sued the motorhome manufacturer for not properly instructing him on how to use the cruise control.
For those listening to the download version of this, I am actually face-palming right now.
Oh, there's even better ones out there. Just go look them up.
Oh, jeez. How thick do people have to be to not have any... I know common sense isn't common, but come on, people. Really?
Well, just think about it. Whenever you look at the warnings on a package, you know somebody's done it.
Oh, I know, but at the same time, it's almost like
there's a reason the warning is there is because somebody's done it.
Oh, I know. I get it. I get it. It just boggles my mind sometimes how just spaced out or. Oh, okay. Let's move on to some better news. Thanks there for all the sparks in the mixer.
There are infinite possibilities when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, I know.
You might say I'm of four minds about it.
Makes me sad sometimes how stupid we can be as a society. Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's see. What do we have to talk about today?
Actually, we've got some good stuff to talk about today.
We do have some good stuff to talk about today. There's not really much in terms of Halo news, and this kind of to be expected with the holiday season coming up. And Misa just said they tweeted out the latest update. You gotta be, oh, wow. Of course, in the middle of our podcast.
Of course, why not?
All right, well.
Well, it was 20 minutes ago.
But it just got tweeted out a minute ago.
Yeah, but it got posted 23 minutes ago.
Well, that still would have been after we started recording. Anyways, we'll go through that as quickly as we can later, I guess. At least it's community update, not community spotlight, because if it was a community spotlight, there'd be a whole heck ton to go through.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go through the things I've already noted down and we'll save the community update for the end, shall we?
Sure.
All right, so the first thing that we have is 343 collaboration with Limbitless. That is limb as in arm or leg appendage. Limbitless, which is a nonprofit organization that makes prosthetics.
Yeah, I really like this this group of people. They're using 3D printing technology to provide prosthetic arms and legs or for children at no cost to the families. And, you know, these aren't just, you know, something to put there. These are functional. And granted, limitedly functional, but, you know, they can open and close the hands. They can pick stuff up with them. And, you know, this is really cool. I've seen them featured in, you know, different news organizations. And this is great that 343 is teamed up with them and allowing them to use the Halo model for their arms, because they do try to make them fun for kids. You know, I've seen several different ones. One of the more notable ones, they actually made an Iron Man one for a kid. Another girl, they made one that was just covered in butterflies and flowers. And, you know, they really do customize them for the kids. So it's really, really neat what they do.
Yeah. And there's two different variants. There's one that's a Master Chief color variant. And it looks like an arm that would kind of be a Spartan Mjolnir armor arm.
Uh-huh.
Which is nice. And then there's a one they call multiplayer, which has a teal bluish color and then purple, where the black on the Master Chief armor would be. And this was actually started by a group of students out of the University of Central Florida back in 2014, and is still being run out of UCF in Orlando. And like GT said, they offer these 3D printed bionic arms to children for free, which is a huge deal. The fact that they're free.
Yeah. And, you know, they rely on donations to cover construction costs, because, you know, they do cost money. You know, they have the servos that they have to pay for, and the electronics, and of course the plastic and the different paints that they use. But, you know, the one thing I remember when they first showed up, when they first actually delivered their first arm to a little boy. Well, I believe it was a little boy. But anyway, they were talking about how many different iterations they had to go through to get one that was truly functional. And, you know, they made 50 or 60 prototypes to get the design down. But yeah, it's, you know, they're basically providing a prosthetic arm for, you know, these kids that even if they had to pay for them, they'd be 1/5 the cost of a actual prosthetic, you know, more natural looking prosthetic. So this is really good. It helps kids out and makes them feel a little bit more normal, where they can, you know, they have two arms and two hands. So I hope they keep going.
Yeah, I hope so too. The big one that they showcase off on the website, and this is in the video that's linked in the 343 post, but Iron Man, and then showing off Robert Downey Jr. actually delivering one of them to a kid. So it's not just Iron Man, and I'm assuming it's not just Halo either.
Oh no, they have several different things. They really do try to customize the arm to the child. A lot of the ones that we've seen have been licensed stuff, and, you know, they tend to show that stuff off, but, you know, they even make more basic ones.
Yeah, I'm looking through some of the stuff on their website, and one of them has a school logo on it. Another one's pretty simple with kind of a flower design on it. But with the Halo stuff, I guess it's just kind of applying the assets and some of the extra plastic on there to make it look like a piece of armor. Now, it's really cool that 343 is doing this kind of partnership, and it's kind of one of those things that you really like to see it be done by such a reputable company. And I think that just kind of continues to show how much impact Halo has outside of just the gaming space. We see a lot of effort from the transmedia stuff and all the animated stuff and the videos, and we have all the books and the collectibles, but this is something that kind of breaks some of those boundaries that we see a lot of video game companies or studios try to pick up. This is kind of taking it that one step further.
Well, it's something they did that's not for profit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did it, you know, they just did it to help kids. Just, you know, there's kids out there that play Halo. They know what who Master Chief is. You know, just because it's been around for a long damn time.
Right.
It doesn't mean these kids don't know what it is. So, you know, it's cool. It gives the kids another choice.
Yeah. So kudos to you, 343. This is a really cool thing that you have partnered up with, and it's cool to see something like this being done, especially by a AAA studio. So good on you guys. Next thing we have is Bonnie Ross is being inducted into the AIAS Hall of Fame during the upcoming DICE Awards.
This is cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've seen posts, and we've talked about posts on here, Bonnie promoting STEM for women and girls growing up. And then, so the AIAS is the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences. And the 23rd Hall of Fame recipient is going to Bonnie Ross, Microsoft Corporate Vice President and head of 343 Industries. So this is pretty much in recognizing her efforts and encouragement for women in STEM for education. So that's going to be cool. Phil Spencer is going to be the one that will give her the award during the DICE Awards on February 13th. And Frankie also put up a little blog over on the 343 Industries website talking about when he first met Bonnie and just the background that she's gone through, starting off out of college as a IBM mainframe specialist and then going and working at Microsoft in general for gaming and then making her move over to 343 Industries, and just all the different connections that she's had, the influence that she's had on the franchise and the game, and overall just how much of an influence she is in the not just gaming community but also trying to promote STEM. So kudos to you, Bonnie. That's an awesome award, and you
definitely congratulations.
Yeah, you definitely deserve it, hands down. I'm going to post a link in the chat for those that are interested in going over the Xbox article. I think for the most part, everyone who has met Bonnie probably just can see the passion that she has about gaming and technology and having that support there. I know whenever I've had the chance to talk to her, she's always passionate about what she's working on and always has a positive attitude and really just has that mindset of being able to really take a stance on something and shoot for it. So, Bonnie, kudos to you. Congratulations on being inducted into the AIAS Hall of Fame. You definitely deserve it.
Yes, most definitely.
Next, we have the social stream from this week. We had a couple of guests on there. One very important guest. We didn't have just one host, but two hosts, Sketch and Uni, hosting Chris Lee and Berger. And they were talking a little bit about some of the stuff that they've been working on regarding Infinite. The last time we heard anything Infinite related was back in June during E3. And we got a couple of new things to talk about since yesterday's stream.
Yes. I really enjoyed the stream. Would have loved to hear more about it. But, of course, they had to play video games.
Of course. And they couldn't talk about everything.
Yeah, I know. But I sure wish they could have talked about some more specifics. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still a lot to discuss.
The one thing that I do like to hear is the fact that they are actually playing the game. They have a build that is playable. Now, you know, we have no idea how detailed it is. I'm sure it's nowhere near where Halo 5's beta was, but it's interesting that they have that playable and that they've already played it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good to hear, since building the engine, that there is something that they can say with some, I mean, obviously they can't show us yet, but say with a certain affirmation that yes, this game is playable. We're able to do stuff with it and things are moving along, I guess, more or less smoothly.
You know, they got into, you know, why they're designing a new engine, which it's really important. With the development of Halo 5, they pretty much did everything they could with the engine. And there were some things that they wanted to do they couldn't do with the Halo 5 engine. So they decided to design a whole brand new engine. Now, some of the features that are available in this, you know, in the current engine, they are including in the Slipspace engine. But one of their big focuses is to make it easier for the game developer side of the 343 to create content.
Yeah, and we saw a huge jump in Halo 5 to do that. Just look at Forge and everything that they've been able to add through that. And the big change, I think, was, depending on how you look at it, going from either Halo 4 or Halo 2 Anniversary to 5, is being able to dynamically link in new assets into maps. Instead of having everything built into the maps, it's basically loaded in as a dynamically linked asset, which helps saves on space. So all the big downloads that people keep complaining about, because all games are now 100 gigs these days. And it also helps a lot with kind of plugging and playing new things and being able to implement new features and add new content. I mean, just with Halo 5, they were able to do quite a lot. So the fact that they're making a new engine to do even more than what they were able to do in Halo 5 is just mind-blowing.
Their big focus is to streamline it, to make it easier to implement these things. They did say that even with Halo 5's engine, that it was difficult to really get all this stuff into Halo 5.
Sure.
You know, all these big updates that we received for Forge and other things, it was the way they made it sound that it was a really complicated process to get it done. And one of their main focuses with the Slipspace engine is to give the creators the tools to do this easily, which to me sounds like more content after launch, provided to have the base content when it launches, which they better. Right. Anyway,
not three game modes, please.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more.
So we can look for, your new maps, new customization options, probably new weapons if they take the Warzone theme again, which, kind of now that they've stuck it out there, they probably won't take it away. I don't know if the game mode is going to make it in there, but I hope the weapons do, because Super Fiesta is really fun. Anyway.
It really is. I mean, there's a reason why it tops the playlist charts every month.
They're focusing this engine to be able to deliver content quickly and easily for the fans. So that's really cool. And 4-player split screen confirmed. It's already been played.
Yep.
At least they're living up on that promise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was definitely one of the big things the community was upset about. So I think they're taking that one pretty seriously.
Yeah. Let's see.
Pretty much. So you touched on one thing. I don't know if you can just tag back and forth on certain things.
Sure.
If you want. They did mention the player customization, because that's always been a big discussion ever since kind of Halo 3 and Halo Reach had theirs. They're kind of looking at a Reach-inspired customization. A lot of the stuff that they had been going through as far as different customization modes and options. Like, so like take Halo 5, for example, you can either choose a helmet or an armor set. Halo Reach, you could do all the different modular armor pieces. Halo 3, again, was just the helmet and armor set. And Halo 4, I forget what Halo 4 was.
It was just armor sets, period.
Okay.
I don't even think you swap your helmet.
It's been so long since I've played. You're right. Yeah, it's just one set of arm. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, the customization is going to be more like Reach, and where it's going to be modular. At least that's kind of said what their target that's goal is.
Kind of what they're hinting at. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
What they specifically said is if you like the Reach customization, if you're a really big fan of that, you're going to like what they do for Infinite. So not a lot of detail there, but it sounds like we're going to have quite a few customization options.
Yeah. Reading between the lines, it kind of seems like, this is kind of in the direction that we're going.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's great. I think that's going to be really good for machinimators, especially if they can do elites. That'll be good for, I think, a lot of the community, because everyone seems to really like the Reach customization system. It's going to be interesting to see how they do unlocks. Obviously, they haven't talked about that yet, but it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're probably going to do something along the lines of rec packs again, especially if they have, I like the Warzone game type in there, which, the way they did it, I really, with the way they did the rec packs themselves, I really don't mind how they did that. The only real problem I had with it is the roll the dice thing every time you open one.
People have complained about that. And when Bio was on the show, he was talking about that with his pistol hunt for the wolf one.
Well, I talk about it every time I talk about a Phaeton. Since the game's launched, I can count
on one hand
the number of Phaetons on these two hands of how many Phaetons I've got. Yeah, I broke into two recently.
Okay.
I got two more. So, on my hands, I can count how many Phaetons I have. And then I talked to like Bobby and he's got 47 of them.
Yeah, it's a little imbalanced sometimes.
But I don't mind the randomization as much, but I would like to be able to pick what I'm looking for. Am I looking for armor pieces? Am I looking for vehicles? Am I looking for weapons? Honestly, the customization, the cosmetics, I really don't think should be in rec packs or, some type of, point pay system.
Sure.
Now, the way Reach did it, that's okay, because that's really just earning experience. You had to do something in the game to earn them, whether it be earn credits or do something specific to unlock it, and then you spend credits on it. So, that was a way to kind of drive that credit economy. It gave the credits an actual purpose. Even though, the credits were created to allow people to buy the pieces of armor that they wanted.
No, I think that was a great system, to be honest. I think that was probably one of the best customization systems that Halo's had to date.
Now, if they would let me do that with my rec points, go into a customization menu and buy certain pieces of armor. Yeah. And then, some of them put behind achievements to unlock, that would be fine. But as far as, weapons and vehicles or boosts, in the case of Halo 5, I would kind of like those separated into their own categories.
It's going to be interesting to see what kinds of mechanics transitioned over to Halo Infinite with all the boosts and the, obviously we've had Invis and Overshield in every Halo game, so those things are going to stay there in some form or fashion.
Yeah,
but we're gonna see some kind of change. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually transitions over from Halo 5 to Infinite, and maybe even see what kinds of things get brought back. Because there's a small amount of people out there that would like to see dual wielding back. I don't think it's one of those make or break type of things, whether it's in there or not. But I think some people would like to see that option possible. And everyone's been touting the whole Infinite tagline as add all the possibilities in there and then craft the competitive mode for people, but let people do whatever they want for customs and other things within the game.
I wouldn't mind that, but I also don't want the game to be bloated to the point where, you know, it takes 3 minutes to load like custom maps like Halo 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there is a limit to how much stuff they'll be able to put in the game, because this game will still be have to be able to be played on a normal Xbox
or right.
an Xbox One, because, you know, Microsoft's already stated that as long as you're in the Xbox ecosystem, you will be able to play the games.
Yeah, it'll just be too.
Now
too
you won't effect. Be able to. Right, you won't be able to play them at full resolution, but you'll still be able to play them.
Right.
And it does, the way they were kind of poking around about it, it does sound like they might be launching with the new Xbox with the game. So this ought to be interesting. They did talk a little bit about the flighting. And with the progress they've made, I would not be surprised to see some flighting programs start to float around maybe late spring, early summer next year.
So in the little summary that someone did on Reddit, it looked like they were targeting late 2019 for maybe the first flight for Infinite, starting out small, and then maybe having some kind of public beta in 2020, which I think that without officially confirming it, confirms that Halo Infinite will not be out until 2020 at the earliest.
Yeah.
Which,
but the, you know, the big thing is that they are going to be looking for the community's input like they did with MCC.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're going to roll it out pretty much the same way, you know, small group, and then they'll gradually get it, make it bigger. You know, I'm sure it'll reach a certain point where they'll cut it off. You know, I don't think they're going to open it up as wide as they did with MCC.
Oh, for sure. It's for the like the insider players, probably not. And even with how they rolled out the insider for MCC this time around, where they had kind of like the first small group and then they expanded it, I have a feeling they'll probably do something similar where they'll probably have a small group of community members who they trust and who they're familiar with come and do the initial testing. Might even be under NDA or something like that, and then kind of branch that out little by little. And I mean, the insider program for MCC was under NDA for the first few insiders, and then I think flight number 3 rolled around, and then that's when it was kind of open to everybody, saying, "Oh, this is all the stuff that we're working on."
Well, when the second flight came around, they were allowed to stream, weren't they?
I thought that was the third flight is when they started streaming.
I thought it was the second one. I know the first one, you weren't allowed to stream the game. That was part of the...
I think all you were able to do is say, I'm in the program, and that was it.
Pretty much. And give a very wide opinion of what you thought of it. No specifics. Like, I'm enjoying it, they're doing a good job, things like that. So I guess I better get off my butt and start kissing some butts.
Let's see if we can get you in. Might be able to pull a couple strings.
pull. you know, the other thing, someone that was in the actual chat, Mixer chat, mentioned was, are the flightings going to include the PC builds? And I think, you know, the way I took it, it sounded like they were going to focus more on the console side of it, and then the PC side would come in later on.
Yeah, that's kind of the gist I got too. And Halo being a console title primarily, seems like getting that kind of treatment would be there. Some of the things, or at least from this sum up, some of the things that they're considering for PC is the whole anti-cheat system, because everyone has their anti-cheat mechanisms for PC. So it's trying to figure out how they're going to implement that kind of stuff and working on that content distribution.
Yeah. And, you know, that also brings up another reason they redesigned the, or they're designing a new engine, is to handle the different demands that are on PCs. You know, the wider range of hardware, you know, the wider range of input devices, things like that. It's really nice that, you know, they're paying all this attention to the bones of the game. And it really, it actually kind of really reassured me in a way, even with just the little bit of information that they put in the stream. It made me feel a lot more confident about Infinite. One of the other comments that was made is, you know, they will be putting together a pro team for Halo Infinite, but it's not going to be the focus of the game like it was in Halo 5.
Yes.
They're no, don't get me wrong. They're going to design the game to be competitive and to be able to be in a competitive environment like HCS, but it's not going to be their sole focus like it. Well, it's not going to be, they're not going to be so narrowed in on it like they were on a Halo 5.
Right.
And, you know, that was, you know, with them saying that, that also helped to really reassure me that, you know, they are still remembering that the biggest part of their audience is the casual gamer. You know, somebody that might put in 1 or 2 hours a night, or maybe only play once or twice a week. So that's really good. I'm yes. kind of looking, I'm kind of starting to wonder what the PC requirements are going to be for this game.
Yeah, I don't know. Take a look at kind of, I guess, Battlefield or some of those other types of things, and maybe
that's probably not even going to be close, because this is 2 years down the road.
That's a good point.
You know how PC hardware is.
Yeah.
You know, when I built this computer that I'm currently using, I bought a GTX 1070, and they'd only been out for a few months, and they're already obsolete.
Well, I mean, you could run on lower graphics settings and it still works.
No, I'm just talking about how quickly PC hardware goes obsolete.
Like, I mean, it also depends on how you define obsolete. Cause well,
not preferred. It's like the CPU in my machine. It's a 4770K. You know,
which is still a pretty good processor.
It does everything that I need it to do, and it works just fine. Matter of fact, I have never even really got into overclocking it. The only reason I got the K version is because it happened to be on sale and it was cheaper than the lockdown SKU.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, fine. You want me to pay you less money for a CPU with more options? Sure, I can do that. And then I fried the first CPU I bought. So, yay.
Oh, no. So
I got to buy it again.
So another thing on here is, for players who reach 152 in Halo 5, there will be a special reward for Infinite. So time to grind.
Maybe it'll be an instant max rank.
That would be interesting. Or some kind of like, hey, you've played this much, we're going to give you a little bit of credit going into the next game.
I'm thinking like get you halfway through the leveling system or something. I don't know.
Or yeah, like some part to kind of like help get through the initial.
If you grind, make 152, it should be a big bonus.
Look at how many hours I've spent in your game.
Yeah.
G. Lewis is like special cod piece. So God, I think no. I went
and checked. Everybody looking down there.
Nah, some people take that seriously. I think.
Oh, not as seriously as the black undersuit.
No, which they actually talked about that too. I think when I checked my XP rank against the full XP rank, I am a third of the way ish to 152.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of grinding, because that's a third only through 3 years.
Yeah. I might be a quarter of the way there.
Well, no, you're higher than me.
Yeah, I'm higher than you. But Yeah, the distance between third and half is a long way.
Yeah.
Because 151 is halfway there.
Is it exactly halfway there? Or I guess kind of
pretty damn close to it. Basically, to go from 151 to 152, you have to basically re-earn every bit of XP you've already earned.
I thought for that one it was like...
Or most of it, at least.
Like, I thought it was like the equivalent of what you went through for like the first 150, something like that. Yeah. I found some lists somewhere that I was searching for this earlier this week, or it's late last week. So if anyone has that they can pull up quickly, I forget where it was. Anyways, it's a long way to go regardless. Let's see what else. I think there's only a couple more things on here from this little write-up that we have. The black undersuit, which you just touched on, they said they are making sure that there is a black undersuit for all the parts of armor that don't have metal pieces. Something that Sparth is well aware of and making sure that it's being taken care of. Another note, Slipspace Engine is not completely made from scratch. There are elements from previous Halo games, which kind of makes sense. It is Halo, so I'm probably going to reuse or maybe even update some of the code that's already been used in the past. And they've still confirmed that it's going to have 4-player split screen. And that's pretty much the extent of what we have for the info that we got from the social stream this past week.
Well, it's like I said, you know, nothing real specific, but there was a lot of information.
Yep. A lot of stuff to take in. Obviously, they can't talk about a lot of stuff, but we've got a little bit to talk about.
Well, at least it's a little to get us tied over until award season or convention season.
Okay, so here's... Okay, I found the ranking chart from earlier that I had happened to find. I'll post this in the chat if you want to look up where they are on the rank scale. So I am 145 right now, I think. And the basics are to complete that rank will take 7.75 million XP. And to completely get to 152, it takes 50 million. Oh, so I'm not even at a third. Never mind. I am at... Oh, I'm like at 12%. I must have been thinking a third for something else. But yeah, so 7.75 million out of 50 million that's needed.
Let's see. I'm at roughly 21 million.
So you're at 149 right now.
Yeah, 148 or 140. No, I'm at 148. So I'm at like 15 million.
Now well, to get to 148, it's 14 million. To get to 149, it's 18 million. And the difference between 151 and 152 is 15 million. And 15 million puts you smack dab in the middle between 148 and 149.
Currently at 147. So I'm at 11 million. And I've got another 40 million to go.
So you're at least 20% of the way there. You're at least a fifth of the way there.
That's a lot of XP.
Good news is right now there's double XP for the holidays.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that. Misa was saying, I forget where she was saying this, but the best way to get it is through Warzone and Warzone Firefight.
Unfortunately, awesome there's that. Only so much of that I can do in a night.
Right.
Or I should say a week.
Yep. The grind will begin for sure for me.
The grind is definitely real.
Yeah, that's a long way. So for people that have already gotten to 152, it's just crazy the amount of time that gets put into it.
Yeah, the thousands of hours that they've got invested in Halo.
I wonder how that compares to the Halo Reach credit? XP? I guess, were credits and XP the same thing?
Mm,
in Halo Reach?
No, credits were something you just earned through completion of matches. Wasn't really XP.
So the XP in Halo Reach, I wonder how that compares to the XP in Halo 5.
Well, the XP in Halo Reach really didn't mean anything.
I know, but as far as like what it takes to get max rank.
No, wait. Yeah, the rank was based off XP. That's right. Because you got XP and you got credits at the completion of a match. So.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, it's a lot. But I still think Halo 5's got it beat.
Maybe. It depends on kind of what the average XP earned per game is. Time to earn that XP. And.
Well, I know there was a lot of people hitting Inheritor sooner in Reach than people were hitting 152 in Halo 5.
So Reach, I'm looking at this, was actually based off the credits. So credits and XP were kind of synonymous. And Inheritor was 20 million credits.
Okay.
So you'd have to compare what an average game, arena game for Halo 5 and an average multiplayer game for Reach would be as far as credits earned versus XP earned, figure out what that ratio is and see if that matches up. Because right now, yeah, I think I'm a noble in Reach right now.
I'd have to look. I don't even remember. So yeah, it's would be faster to rank up in Reach.
Well, if you earned XP and CR at the same rate, yes. Yeah, Laird, I might join you on that. He's saying if you want to grind some Warzone after the podcast, join him. So yep, might do that. Get up on the stream.
I'm going to sleep. Oh.
Yeah. All right. So we covered all the high points on the social stream as they relate to Infinite. And we kind of touched on a couple of the other things already. The fact that Double XP is now out. They have also added Castle Wars. So that's now in the arena rotations. And then Warzone Turbo is returning this weekend, starting on Friday. So that'll be a lot of fun. So you can have fun and earn double XP.
Yay!
Yay. GT could use his very few amount of Phaetons that he's gotten.
Oh no, I'm out of Phaetons again.
I always try to keep one or two in reserve just in case I absolutely need them for clutch moments.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Did you win in those clutch moments?
Sort of.
Did you end up winning the match in those clutch moments?
Honestly, I can't tell you.
Yeah, it's okay. So we have a couple other things coming up this weekend as well that was posted in the community update. But we'll get to that in a little bit. That's all the news stuff that we have to go over. There's some tweets and some other updates. So we'll start off first with the loot crate. Geekmas is still going on for 35% off all subscriptions up to 6 months. And that is eligible for the Halo Crate as well. So if you go to podtackler.com/loot crate, you can use the Geekmas code there to get a little bit of discount on your subscription. Geekmas 2018 is the code, and it's 35% off the crates. We do have the theme for next month, so instead of having to wait till like 2-3 weeks before the crate comes out, we actually know what this theme's coming up, and it is tech. Take a lesson from Cat B320 or Beta 320 and use your tech to give Noble Team an advantage. Load up with the cutting edge gear, including exclusive Halo icons, cat figure, and more. So this is the one that has the deadline of February 15th at midnight Eastern. This will be the second to last crate for this year.
I wonder if she comes with a warthog.
I hope there's something warthog related in that crate. I really do. I really do. If they could just like admit it, like have some kind of admission to that and some kind of nod to Cat driving a hog or some mishap with a hog, I will be happy. That would be hilarious. Oh, good times. Yeah, that would be funny. Good stuff. For Halo Downfall, we had them on last week, and we had a chance to talk to them about some stuff, but they have a new update since then. They are showing off the Hornet that they have designed along with the Mongoose. So they keep on posting some new assets that they've been working on from week to week. So those are the two new models that they're working on. The Hornet is something that they kind of model, looks like, based off some of the Operation Trebuchet stuff, which is kind of cool to see a cross mod, cross community project effort thing happening. So that's kind of cool. They also have a couple new additions to the teams. So Samba is a new addition to take care of some environmental concepts for the project. And then the Gamer Musician going into the audio department, which I guess that kind of falls under Marky, who was on the show last week. You can check out some of their updates over on the Halo. They have a Halo subreddit, or they have a subreddit. It's /r/Halo Downfall. Installation 01 has an update as well. There's an official Installation 01 soundtrack that has been scored by Jafet Meza, who also did the soundtrack for SPV3. So that is available. It's hosted up on a Google Drive link right now, and you can use it again. Jafet Mafia. I don't know why I was saying Jafet Meza is offering that for people to use as backing tracks to their YouTube videos. Just making sure that you give him the proper credit. There's also a spiker that they're showing off from a model. Same thing with a gravity hammer. They also have some interviews with, Ghost, who is the creator behind some of these weapons. And then they have some community spotlight content as well. So, good to see the I1 team putting some updates back up. Shout outs to them. You can find more about them over at installation01.org. That's installation with a 0 and 1. .org. Nothing new with Sins of the Prophets. I don't know if we'll have a update from them for a while. They seem to be kind of in a little bit of a lull. They do show off some new ship designs and things, but other than that, nothing big coming out of Sins of the Prophets that I've been aware of. Try to keep a tab on all these community projects. Sometimes it gets a little daunting. There's just a lot of them to cover. Haven't heard anything new from the Corral fan game either. They're a little bit more quiet compared to the Downfall folks from what I've seen in their respective Discord servers. So nothing to report on there. Haven't been really checking up on SPV3 stuff either, but hopefully I can start trying to get updates there. Oh, they did actually post a new UI that they're designing to accommodate 4K screens. They actually tweeted that out today, so that's pretty cool if you want to go take a look at that. I believe that's all the community content that I am tracking. Checking a couple of Twitter accounts. The UGC Classic streams have been happening over the past couple of days. The Team Lock for the Halo 3 4v4 tournament, I believe, was today. I don't know if it's like still open and it's ending at midnight or what, but for the Halo Classic, the 128 teams, the registration ends today. There's also been some weekend tournaments that they have going on as well. There's actually one, there's actually a stream going on right now. So the Halo 2 2v2 tournament hosted by UGC is happening, and there's a whole bunch of streams that they have listed over on Twitch for the Master Collection. So anyone who's streaming for the classic tournaments are probably up over there. For the December MCC update, they had to postpone it. There was a critical bug that they wanted to hold back before they pushed that out. Was going to include some fixes that we discussed during the last MCC update thing, but they did provide some playlist updates to matchmaking. So there is that. And for the insiders that did participate this past weekend and get their 12 games in. They're supposed to get the Ugly Sweater nameplate as early access as part of this update. The nameplate is included in the update, so unfortunately they don't get that. So in lieu of that, everyone who met the 12 game requirement for the insider play times will get the Ice nameplate to hold you over. Yeah. So this will not be out until the new year. They're kind of shutting things down this coming weekend, obviously, for the holidays.
Yeah, I can't blame them.
Yeah. So
get them all fresh and rested up for next year, because it's going to be a busy year for them.
For anyone who's interested in knowing what the bug was, Sketch did explain this on the forums. He said the issue involves some corrupted content in a scenario which can break the UI flow, impede a party's ability to play matchmaking together, and eventually crash the game.
Yeah, MCC doesn't need any reason to be crashing.
No, not particularly. So they're holding that off until the new year. But as far as the playlist updates that they were playing, they did go ahead and push that one out. Just from the playlist perspective. All right, time to get to this community update. Some of it we've already gone over, thankfully, because they were either in previous tweets that we covered last week or stuff that we already talked about today. We did talk about the holiday card that the studio was sending out. That's at the top of this update. There's also a video, which I've seen a couple places, but I haven't watched it yet. It's Here Comes Infinite. It's a parody of Here Comes Santa Claus. Have you had a chance to watch that?
Which is funny. I do recommend you watch it.
Okay.
They did also offer you can actually download a copy of the holiday card. And I believe it's in 4K. I'm not sure.
Nice.
So you can download an image of the card.
It's a nice card.
Yeah. The image on screen, if you click on it and then download it, is 4K. So
make it a background. Yeah. We have the next thing. Oops, I accidentally clicked on it and now it opened up. Oops. Bit of a tandem. Next thing we have is some radar blips. We've already talked about Bonnie getting her Hall of Fame AIAS nomination. Again, congrats to you, Bonnie. You really deserve it. There is the 3D printed bionic arms with the partnership that they have with Limb Itlis. And then there was a 343 Industries employee spotlight for principal software engineer lead John Lindquist. And that is over on the 343industries.com website as well. There are some MCC and Halo Wars 2 update stuff that is coming down the pipeline. Postums has a little bit of a blurb in here. 2018 has been an exciting year for our team with the work we've done on Halo the Master Chief Collection and Halo Wars 2. For MCC, we capitalized with a great update in September, which fixed many major issues with the existing product and aligned it with its inclusion in the Xbox Game Pass catalog. Additionally, we were able to incorporate some new features into the update, such as Xbox One enhancements, faster load times, and LAN support. We followed September with a continuous updates, which have generated a lot of momentum and excitement from our players and included features such as advanced controller settings, Halo CE in-game timer, Match Composer, aka Social Games, a flood-infected theme takeover, and much more. The team plans to continue this type of cadence of updates in 2019. There are many quality of life features we're investigating, such as IP masking, negative emphasis on previously played game variants and maps, polishing our player idling detection, updating loading screens and post-game carnage reporting, and the list goes on. That said, the team will continue to monitor player and community feedback to help prioritize the experiences we deliver and our updates. Lastly, for Halo Wars 2, we generated sustained updates throughout this year that supported community grassroots efforts for Halo Wars 2 esports and held an event, The Yappening, which was a fun event for our players. This past month, we made a service configuration change to modify how we expand our skilled parameters for matchmaking and pushed Season 12. In 2019, we will be supporting a build update that addresses remaining bug fixes and some other surprises that you'll have to wait and see.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Quite interesante. I need to get in and try out some of the changes for Halo Wars 2. I haven't touched that thing ever since doing my campaign run through with Bobby.
Yeah, I have to admit, I haven't been playing it either.
Yeah, I need to get back into that. So thanks, Postums, for the update. He is taking a hiatus starting now until the 26th. So he will be off the radar for now. Some holiday celebratory things happening in Halo 5. Right now, Global Double XP is live. Free Holiday Rec Pack is live. Holiday Fiesta, Castle Wars, and Warzone Turbo are all live. And Mythic Warzone Firefight for all maps will be returning tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Lots of stuff happening.
Mm-hmm. Looks like I will have something to do for Christmas Day other than just sit around.
Yep, pretty much. Got to fight between either playing the Switch or playing some Halo to grind.
I think you got to play some Halo.
Yeah, there will probably be some amount of Halo at least. I do want to play my Switch because I have it and it's been sitting here for a few weeks. I just haven't played anything on it yet. That's probably because whenever I play on there, I want to stream. So I just haven't had time to stream. We got a little blurb here from Josh Minky, the lead engagement designer, about the Halo 5 Sustains team for the 2018 stuff. So the Halo 5 Sustain team has had an exciting 2018. We kicked off with adding one of our most popular playlists, Quick Play. We also started earlier this year in our partnership with the HCS team, both preparing settings for the Halo World Championships, as well as adding both Forge maps and Oddball to the HCS playlist. By switching a few more playlist slots over to rotational style, we've also been able to deliver a large number of new playlists and updates to try over the course of the year, including Community Slayer, which added maps to Super Fiesta, SWAT, and Slayer, Foreigner Slayer, Roaming King, Big Team Super Fiesta, the Halloween Infection Refresh, Community Doubles, and our recent Holiday Fiesta list. In addition, we've been able to run the gambit of our existing rotationals all year long, with traditional lists getting much better playtime during their rotations than they had in years when went up all the time. On the tech side, we've also upgraded our skill system from True Skill to True Skill 2. Da-da-da-da-da. The controversy.
Which is one of the biggest improvements of the year.
I think it's a significant improvement. I'm right there with you. This resulted in fairer matches and more accurate skill assessment than ever before. Over the course of the year, we've continually tuned our matchmaking and ranking systems, resulting in a solid experience across the board. Thanks for joining us this year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2019. We have a Big Team Battle Refresh already ramping up, as well as a head-to-head playlist in the works. Ooh. We also have several other refreshes and additional ideas on deck that you'll love, so stay tuned. They referenced the Halo Gear Holiday Gift Guide, and we've talked about that on the last couple of episodes. We also just talked about the Legendary Crate, so there's a little bit of a blurb here from James Monasmith, the marketing manager for the Halo Gear team. He says, "What a year. Here at Halo Gear, we've always been passionate about expanding the Halo universe and getting it into the hands of our fans. 2018 was no exception, and our offerings ran the gamut from Mega Constructs to the new Raw Thrills arcade game, Halo Fireteam Raven. For our fiction lovers, we expanded the story of Spartan Buck with Halo Bad Blood, and introduced a new generation of Halo recruits with the Spartan Field Manual from Scholastic. And of course, we couldn't forget about our hero, the Master Chief. 2018 marked the return of Spartan 117 to our novels with the release of Halo Silent Storm, a look at the early adventures of Chief and Blue Team during the Covenant Wars. To complement this release, we also teamed up with Dark Horse Comics to release a brand new series featuring Blue Team, Collateral Damage. Speaking of notable Spartans, many of you got to enjoy Reach-themed Halo loot crates this year, too. We were also very pleased to collaborate on the powerful MA5 ODST Boomco Blaster, disguise Halloween costumes, and some slick apparel in both the Avatar and Xbox official gear stores. 2019 is going to be bringing more of what people love, and we're starting the very first week of the year. The first issue of Lone Wolf, will be in stores January 2nd, and Halo Battleborn will be there one day before for people looking to spend more time in the extended universe. We have a ton of exciting new products planned for 2019, and we can't wait to show you. Also, keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for more cool news from Halo Fire Team Raven.
Ooh.
Interesting. DLC?
Home version.
That would be interesting if there was a home version. Like, if you had two consoles next to each other, that'd be interesting.
The official Halo Light Blaster. Oh.
Yeah. And of course, we have a few surprises up our sleeves, but we'll chat more about that next year. Halo UGC Classic is also referenced. Again, that's happening January 11th through the 13th, and 128 team passes have already been sold, which will probably make this one of the largest Halo LAN tournament events in Halo's history. This will all be going down in St. Louis, and then it'll be followed by Gamers for Giving March 23rd and 24th. Tashi also gave us a little blurb about rounding out 2018. So I'll go ahead and read that one. Wow, can't believe 2018 is coming to a close. It honestly feels like yesterday that we first embarked for Orlando, the first stop of Halo WC 2018 tour, alongside our renewed friends and partners at MLG. What a year it's been. In 2018, we set out to refocus our efforts around esports. All of 343 rallied behind the sport, and we were able to solidify the foundation of our program. High-quality, open events that brought the community together, entertaining broadcasts for viewers at home, and continued progress building trust with the community. We also had our redemption story with a true Halo WC that was reflective of the Halo franchise and what Halo fans and players look for in a world championship. We then continued with the HCS 2018 season and pushed boundaries for what HCS had previously done. We held a joint event with our brothers and sisters in the Gears of War community. We held the first global open event on European soil, and we closed out Halo 5 with an event to remember while bringing back the legendary Halo 3 onto main stage with a tournament that packed quite the punch. We also worked closely with the community to update competitive settings, including Oddball, and add three new Forge maps to the competitive rotation. We're extremely proud of what we were able to accomplish in 2018, and our continued and growing partnership with the community in particular. This landmark year in Halo Esports would not have been possible without the support from everyone here at 343, and of course the players, team organizations, and fans that stayed by our side. While we look back proudly on 2018, we're hungry to improve, grow, and take our learnings forward into 2019 and beyond. Thank you. As we look forward to 2019, we're excited to embark on a new journey with the HCS Grassroots program and Halo 3. We're in uncharted territory. The HCS Grassroots program is breaking ground in new ways, and the initial feedback and results have been humbling, to say the least. We're working diligently behind the scenes to review and respond to the nearly 500 applications, which we're confident will result in even more content creator partners to be entertained by, and even more LAN events and tournaments to attend and compete in, ultimately leading to a solid foundation for Halo Infinite. However, 2019 is more than just grassroots. We will be hosting our own official HCS events, and while I can't share more details just yet, you can expect us to continue to experiment and try different formats and concepts, while ensuring we're being authentic to the game, sport, and community. We'll have initial details on the first official HCS 2019 event in the coming weeks. In case you missed it, Chris Lee did reveal on the 343 social stream yesterday that 343 are once again forming a pro team, where top pro players will join the ranks here at 343 to build Halo Infinite alongside the entire studio. As we all march towards Halo Infinite, we're excited to continue working closely with the game development team representing the wants and needs of the esports community. Thank you once again for the continued support. Happy holidays and happy new year.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, and interesting that there's going to be an official HCS event in 2019. It kind of makes you curious what they're going to do, because they said Halo, the last Halo event was the last one for Halo 5 on HCS.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be Halo 3.
Have to see where this nostalgia train goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't hold back Infinite for the sake of nostalgia, please, 343. Just don't do it. Keep progressing forward. Let's not... I mean, take some of the things that made Halo 3 good and some of the classic games and include it, obviously, but let's make sure we're progressing forward in Halo, not backwards.
Like I said, I don't want to play Halo 3 again when it comes to multiplayer.
Kiki Wolfkill, studio head of Transmedia, had a little blurb. And of course, we're waiting about all the Halo TV series info that we can grab. But this is what Kiki had to say for this year. It's been a year of momentum and energy and a few road bumps along the way, but we are ending the year on the Halo TV series happily exhausted. Not unlike game development, it has been a very rapid pace over the last few months in script refinement, concepting, and practical prototyping, but unlike game development, much of this is physical prototyping, which is a whole other thrill. There have been short flights, long flights. Ask Frank about his unobtainium flight status. Skype calls and working sessions of all which have left us exhausted to come back in January and continue to build our foundation for this show. In the meantime, we're knee-deep in director conversations and we'll share deets when we're back. Happy Halo holidays vibes to you all. They have a little bit of a recap on the social stream, which we already talked about. Uni has a top Halo moments of 2018. First one being the Halo World Championship Tour. Next one being pushing buttons. Oh, his first update for the Halo blog. 3 years working at 343. Back in October. The hashtag Halo Challenge is also one of his top things. So those four things were his top things for 2018, which I kind of had this idea leading into this week, and I kind of want to throw this out there. For next week's podcast, being the last podcast of 2018, I figured we should probably have our own top moments of 2018 for Halo. For both of us, and then ask the community about it. And that could be kind of our topic of the week.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. For those that are here in the chat now and who have downloaded the show, get your thinking brains on and think about some of the top things that you like about Halo from 2018. Goonies lists some great ones out there. Maybe those are some of your favorites. Maybe you got some other ones. But we'll be collecting those for our show next week. So get to thinking. Sketch's top moments of 2018, the MCC update. Obviously, all the bug fixes and all the new things that they've added is a pretty big deal for Halo fans alike. The Halo WC 2018 that happened in Seattle. The Castle Wars community play date. And Halo Fireteam Raven. There's a few more, not just four. PAX Community Day, which you might see a familiar face in there.
No, I don't see anybody I know in there.
You may see a lot of people that you know in there. ACS DreamHack Atlanta, E3 2018, and the Infinite Reveal. Those are all some pretty good ones, too. And then Brian wraps up the blog. Or no, Bonnie wraps up the blog here. Woo, what a year it's been. E3 seems like a long time ago, and now seeing the progress Halo Infinite has made since then has been gratifying and thrilling. Seeing so many new faces join the studio has been almost as exciting as we build both our biggest game and our biggest technology effort yet. Those people are, of course, more than faces. They're the engineers, designers, artists, and inventors that we need to keep pushing the game and the Slipspace engine forward from strong foundations and years of learning. We gave a taste of what to expect during the E3 trailer, but we didn't rest on our laurels. This year, we also launched our first coin-op arcade game, the deliriously big and pyrotechnically loud Halo Fireteam Raven. The arcade industry has evolved over the decades, and the technology and manufacturing behind making a modern arcade game... I think there's a grammar error there. Making a modern arcade game is bigger and better than any time in history. Getting the opportunity to work with arcade legend Eugene Jarvis to bring the Halo universe to a new, larger-than-life four-player arcade experience was an education and a privilege. And seeing longtime Halo fans roll up to that giant ring-shaped arcade cabinet brought as big a grin to my face as it did to theirs. We're still making lots of updates to the Halo Master Chief Collection, working directly with a wealth of communities and aspects, big and small, and we'll share more improvements throughout the coming months on a game wholesale base, on a game whose player base continues to grow thanks to new players coming in through Xbox Game Pass. As ever, we look forward to the new year. The things I'm most excited about remain the growth of our projects and our team, and of course, the surprises that we can't wait to share with you. Thank you for staying with us through the final matches of Halo 5 HCS, and for walking down memory lane with us on Halo 3's magical blend of nostalgia and relevance as a grassroots sport. Our audiences remain, as ever, our guiding star, and the star we're steering towards in 2019. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we'll see you online and into the new year, where our resolution continues to be 4K.
I like that line. That's a good resolution.
That was a nice little funny thing at the end there. So that is it. That is the wrap, I guess, for 343 for this year. I don't expect another update. There'll probably be some tweets and whatnot. But I think that's going to be it from the studio this year.
Yeah, that probably is. Would have been nice if they'd gotten it out an hour earlier than he did, but hey.
It's all good. We were able to read through all the update stuff, and it was not as bad as it has been before.
No. It was all right.
So no, all's good. All is good in the Haloverse. So for us, that will end it for our main part. We have, of course, no Frag and Friday tomorrow. GT will be spending time with his family, which I encourage everyone to do if you have the opportunity to this season. Misa is hosting her community's gameplay on Friday. Galactic Halo Buddies is her community that she manages over on Facebook. So they will be hosting their community event tomorrow. She did ask me if we could take the time slot, and I told her yes. So if you're looking for some Halo people to play with, then that would be something to check out. So check out Misa Red 24 on Mixer. She will be streaming and hosting, so you can go over there, and if you're gonna miss out on some Halo action, you want someone to play with, that'll be a good solution for you.
Oh, and if you're gonna tune into the streams, I recommend, if you're wearing earphones, to turn the volume down. Somebody has a habit of getting a little bit loud.
Volume alert.
Oh, but yeah, it's always fun to talk to Misa and play Halo with her.
Yeah. No, and she supports the podcast, and we support her as well. So thank you, Misa, for opening up your community to ours. We appreciate it. For our company commendations, we are still looking at killing an enemy, attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle as our next closest one. We need 13.
Woohoo!
1-3. I believe that's two more since last week. That was a pretty slow grind, too. You'll have to get the
guys to work on that.
So that one is the closest one that we have. And the next closest one is called Bodyguard, which is Protect a Teammate. And that one has just under 4,000 to go. So that's a little bit.
Well, I got two tonight.
There you go. With the Warzone coming up, or like Warzone Turbo and all the stuff that's happening this weekend and over the next week or so, I have a feeling some of these stats will probably go up a little bit. A little bit more than normal.
Well, there'd be people with a lot of extra time this week, too.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for. So, if you want to join our Spartan company, we do have room. You can head on over to podtackler.com/company and request to enlist. We've got plenty of slots open, so go ahead and request to enlist, and we will get someone to add you on the pronto. I do plan on streaming Sunday for some more achievements. I think I'm going to try the Deathless Heroic Library run solo this time around instead of co-op, because I think that kind of just made it worse. And then I might try that Flip Yap achievement again. That one I will probably try co-op on CR117 just to get Arbiter not to kill things.
Well, you can kill the brutes, just not the grunts. Or not all the grunts.
Right. And with Christmas and New Year's being on Tuesdays, I'm not sure if I'm going to be streaming with the wife. But if I do, obviously I'll put out tweets and Discord posts and Facebook posts when we're going to do that. Do you have any update on achieving Halo that you want to give, GT?
I do have two missions recorded. I have to do some editing on them. I'm hoping that with the extra time off this week, I can get at least one of them done. Unfortunately, one of them's got a little bit of an audio issue that I've got to correct, but hopefully things will go well and I'll be able to get at least one episode out here shortly.
Very nice. I plan on taking some of the extra time to read since
somebody's a little bit far behind.
Not a little, a lot. So I plan on reading this week, and if all goes according to plan, I will finish Thursday War. So hopefully by next podcast, you will hear an update on whether or not I am actually getting close to that objective or not. Oh, one thing that I just was going through stuff and forgot that this was a thing. Someone made a Halo mod for Left 4 Dead. Have you seen this, GT?
No, I have not, because I don't play Left 4 Dead.
So it's still the environments of Left 4 Dead, but your ODSTs, you can pick up Halo weapons, you have the Halo HUD, and then all the zombies are actually Flood. So it's Left 4 Dead, but with Halo characters and weapons and stuff.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's basically like if there was Flood on Earth and there were ODSTs went in to clean it up.
Kind of makes me wonder if Halo's like the Flood. It just infects everything.
I mean, Halo's pretty expansive. You make a very good point there.
I mean, people like it's like a grave mine. Or I guess at this point, it might be like a key mine.
Yeah, or is proto-grave mine the smaller one?
Yeah, proto-grave mine's the smaller one.
And then you have grave mine.
I think technically like a planet sized one.
That's a large.
I don't know. They keep changing the description. So
yeah, I think they've retconned it a couple of times too.
Just pick one and stick with it.
Right. All right. So homework for people. Think of your top Halo related things from this past year. We will go over and discuss them on the show, and we will come up with our own lists to talk about as well, since I doubt there will be much in terms of Halo news this next week. So it'll be a nice little discussion topic for us. Might even see if we can get some guests on to talk about it too. We have, again, no Fragment Friday this coming Friday. So feel free to join up on Misa Red 24 tomorrow. We will be back on Thursday to wrap up the year. And I believe that will call it for the show. So thanks everyone for tuning in. Thank you for being here with us for the past year. In the past years for some of you. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Keep on fragging them trucks.